Okay, welcome back to the Candidate Forum. My name is Lindsay Knight. I'm the president of the chamber and your moderator for tonight. And we're doing the Candidate Forum. Hope you're listening on KMXT. Thank you for broadcasting and a lot of people out here in the audience. We're going to continue on the evening with our school board candidates. There are two seats open for and two candidates running, Tracy Chandler and Robert Foy. Each candidate will be giving a statement to the community. Candidates, you have 5 minutes to give your statement. And now we will hear from school board candidate Tracy Chandler.
I'd like to thank the Chamber of Commerce for hosting this event. Public engagement is so important. Thank you for the invitation and allowing me to introduce myself to the community members who may not know me. My husband and I both grew up in Kodiak. We made a conscious decision to raise our family here. A big part of that decision had to do with our positive experiences growing up in this school district. All three of our kids attend public school. Our daughter Mason is an eighth grader, our oldest son Eli is in sixth grade, and our youngest son Silas is in first grade. He will not graduate until 2027. So not only do I have an interest in what is currently happening, I have my eye on how the decisions we make now will affect our kids well into the future. I understand how government works, and I believe we need honest, clear, respectful dialogue about the issues we are facing. How can we keep our schools running successfully as our budget is shrinking? What steps can we take to keep our kids off of drugs? How can we do a better job of connecting with our rural schools? What can we do locally to resist the trend of teaching to the test and ensure that our kids are retaining what they learn? The goal of our district should be motivated, positive students with the critical thinking skills needed to be successful, whether they stay in Kodiak or venture out into the world. Having briefly gotten to know the other school board members, I believe we will work well together and be a very strong board. I am optimistic about our future and look forward to working together for the students of Kodiak. And even though I'm running unopposed, I would still appreciate your vote. Thanks.
Thank you, Tracy Chandler, running for our school board. Mr. Robert Foy.
Thank you, Lindsay. I too appreciate the opportunity to speak. My name is Bob Foy. And I would like to be considered for one of the vacant seats on the Kodiak Island School District Board of Education. My wife, Kathy, and I are proud parents of three great children ranging from 4 years old to 20 years old. Our oldest was a graduate of North Star Elementary, the middle school, and the Kodiak High School. We have been living and working in the Kodiak community for about 15 years. I believe that providing a well-developed and a well-rounded education is the most important thing that a parent can do to prepare their child for adulthood. I would like to help our community achieve that by serving on the school board. A little bit of background. In May of this year, I was appointed to the school board to fill the vacant position left by Norm Wooten. My prior experience in K through 12 education is based primarily on time spent with my kids around the kitchen table, also in promoting enthusiasm for science in the classroom. If elected, although we run unopposed, I have a few main priorities in serving on the school board in the next 3 years that really all center on one issue. How does the school district respond to change? Most of the changes we experience now and that we're currently experiencing and are going to experience are driven by federal state policies and declining budgets. For the most part, we really aren't going to have much choice in but to accept these changes. However, we do have a choice into how we prepare and how we respond to these changes. My first priority, given that, is to improve the active communication among the school board, the administration, teachers, and parents. This is especially important as new standards are mandated by federal and state policies and will become even more important with reduced state funding. Without positive communication and mutual trust within the school district, it's going to be difficult to respond to these changes. It's important that the school district balance the retention of skilled, knowledgeable teachers with the hiring of new teachers qualified to fill vacant positions. We need our teachers with experience to want to stay in Kodiak, stay in the school district, and be mentors. In order to do that, teachers must be held to a high standard that ensures that the best education possible, that we can provide the best education possible for our kids. But they also need to have adequate training and time to implement board policies and administrative directives. So I look forward to hearing from teachers on how they think we can best achieve these goals and increase their engagement with the board. The same is true for parents. It is important for parents to be confident that the policies being made by the professionals hired to develop their child's school experience and parents also need to be aware of how they can participate in this process. I look forward to hearing parents' concerns about how to better implement these changes in the district, and I'd also like to learn to help parents and students learn how to bring their concerns to the board. My second priority is to identify efficiencies within the school budget. We heard earlier that that's going to be very important in the coming year. We need to prioritize and support educational programs, recognizing that there will be likely funding shortfalls. Do programs and curricula address established policies of the board, and are they adequately supported with infrastructure and funding? This is a question that we need to ask. Before we are faced with budget cuts, we should be prepared to prioritize our programs. Again, this is going to require quite a bit of communication. Reducing student-teacher ratios, adding programs are easy to justify as important for kids' education when there's lots of funding. When there's not, cutting and changing programs is going to be difficult and require input from everyone. My third priority here is to ensure that the board policy and the administrative functions support curricula that addresses a wide range of student learning abilities and interests. I have observed many changes in the classroom in the last 15 years where different methods are used to teach learners on both ends of the learning scale. We have seen gifted and talented programs come and go. We have seen variable support for intervention programs. I hope to learn more from teachers as to what they think works best in their classrooms. To support board policy and to support all learning abilities. I will try to provide some transparency to the standards that shape the district practices so it is clear how classrooms will be effective in the future. Lastly, we need to ensure that all the kids in our district have the skills to succeed in life after high school. The only way to do that is to provide a rigorous education at every level of school from elementary to high school. In providing that education, we also need to be aware that the model may be different for different programs in different areas within the city. Different traditional programs, vocational programs, and we also need to incorporate cultural awareness for our rural schools. To accomplish all of that, with continued changes in education and funding, we'll take participation and understanding from everyone involved, and I look forward to helping out. Thank you.
Thank you, candidates. So Bob Foy and Tracy Chandler are both running for school board. Sorry I don't get to grill you with some cool questions, but get out and vote. Anyway, on October 6th, we're going to take a slight pause again and move on to the next part of the program.